Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Glad to have you with us. This is an unexpected, once again, Psychic Love Doctor show. It is Thursday. Friday,
yesterday,
Junior.
Yesterday it wasn't as unexpected being Wednesday.
Yeah, you're right. Well, anyway, this is our Thursday / Friday. Bless you.
That's my Debbie allergy.
It is not.
Apparently it is.
Maybe it's this little thing.
Maybe.
Excuse me, everybody.
Oh, there's more coming, too.
We're going to give everybody a chance to get here, and then we're going to do something really different tonight. Of course, there will be readings and the usual stuff. Tonight, we're doing pretty good, Suzanne. How are you?
You know, she's not going to answer.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Just thinking.
Don't do that.
Why?
Because that's going to get you in trouble.
Well, hi from back to you from Texas. Are you new? I guess you'll let us know. Yeah, tonight we're going to do the same old thing, but something a little different. Have any callers yet?
Yeah, we do. But
okay,
I'll
remind everybody that I'm using ordinary playing cards for these readings, and it's important to remember associated with tarot. They're not oracle card readings. They are none of the others that are out there. Prophecy is a method, as you heard in the introduction, that my grandmother taught to me, and actually it was back in 1982, a long time ago. I think I was about 12. I wish. Anyway, she taught me, and I'm very grateful she did. Because she hadn't shared anything about this method in the years prior, mainly because I come from a rather religious family, church elders and all that sort of thing. And to them, this was the devil's workshop. So they kind of poo-pooed grandma, like, okay, you just keep your cards over there. But she was good. I'm telling you, the things this woman was able to perceive was just absolutely nuts. So anyway, I guess we could get, I'll give you some backstory in a minute. Do you want to first do a reading, but you want to do your thing? Okay, I'm going to use a full
What happened here?
I just slid. We're going to do a whole 24 card layout for each call or each Facebook person that I go to. So bear that in mind. A lot of others go, okay, there's your answer. You know, they're very quick about it. I really prefer to take my time, get a good picture of the landscape of your life, where you've been, where you are, where you're going. And if you arrange a private session with me, these are things that we will really dive into. Here on the show, it's going to be a taste, basically, a sample. Okay. So, we just don't, due to time constraints, we just can't give full readings. But you'll get an idea of what we do. So I'm now going to pass the ball to Jim, and then we'll move on from there.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you the show is informational and educational purpose only. And you new folks out there, this isn't our first show ever. I know it seems like it was all the stammering and stumper and stuff. But
why did that come up?
You were just like lost, like you got lost five times doing the intro.
I have.
I'm just saying, but to somebody new, they'd be like, oh, it must be their first show ever. No, it is not.
No, I just have a lot on my mind.
Yes. So anyway, welcome. If you are international out there, let us know. We'll give you live international shout-outs, whether you be on Facebook or you be on Blog Talk. We shall be doing so.
And
international shout-outs to Virgil in the UK, Suzanne in Scotland.
Did you see what Virgil said?
No, I
didn't. He said he does like the Wolverine look, but it is itchy. Don't you itch?
It's not at that point.
No.
No, there is a point where it gets really bad. I don't know. Maybe I've gone through that point. I don't remember. But anyway, 515-602-9676. That is the number to call to get your free reading. When you call in on that number, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. Statement's true. I tested it out. You can listen to the show while you wait. If you call at any time, any show, anywhere, ever, here, and you get nothing silent, that means it's broke. So just hang up and call back.
Yeah.
It's just the cell phone where we live in, sometimes they don't connect like they should, as I deal with the scam meister here, and I shall get rid of this scammer. We are rid of thee. Here we go. Actually, I got to finish outside this. Like Deb mentioned, if we have time, we don't have, the phones aren't full, whatever, we'll work in Facebook readings. We will. But there's stipulations to that. Facebook readings must be audio or video messengered to Deborah Lee. The type thing back and forth on here with all the delays, it basically takes twice as long. Look at two people. That's how long that takes if we just do keyboard back and forth. So please, audio or video to Deborah Lee, but only when we open the floor. We don't know when that'll be because we don't have a whole nice, cool, whole system like Block Talk does where you can sit and wait. So it will be very clear. If you're not sure, that means we didn't open the floor. You'll be quite certain when we do that. Do-do. International shout-out to Rachel in the other side of the world in Australia. Welcome, international folklore. Folkin. All right. Also, as part of the show, when you hear that the hearts go off, that is the nice little beautiful calming sound. That means your free reading's over. So just let it come to an end. You don't get to keep asking more questions and think, nah, I can ignore the harp and drag it out. That's a negative. Don't do that. That's not nice because other people are waiting. So,
okay,
when
ready?
You hear the harp, okay. But don't hang up either, because I will give you a single. I'll pull a single card. It won't be from the deck like she has. I'll be pulling it from a virtual deck off the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage, and I'll read you the message from that card, and then we'll move on.
Which is going to become a deck that you can buy, like all these other ones. It's just a matter of picking out a place that will produce them and yada yada, right?
Yep, a lot of yada yada. You know, you got to have yadas.
You done?
I'm done. I am Beanie.
Okay, here's what the deal is.
Here's the story.
And we are gonna need everybody that's listening on Facebook and everybody here with us on Blog Talk Radio. All right. First of all, these cards have proven to be incredible when it comes to really big tragic events. All right. First of all, I'm going to go back in time to I think it was the first Iraq, the war with Iraq. And there was, our troops were ambushed. A particular girl, female soldier, was taken. And we didn't know what happened to her. Well, the cards told me a story about Miss Jessica Lynch, little private in the Army, that she had been taken by the bad guys. And she was a pretty little thing. She's still living, so I shouldn't refer to her that way. She was taken by them. And they, of course, you know, did what men will do when they hate, you know, someone from another country. They will rape them upside, downside, and sideways. And then they decided to take her to a hospital. She had a broken leg, if I remember correctly. Just giving you the backstory here. Nobody knew what had happened to her. And I was reading my cards. My husband was still alive then. And I said, oh, my God, Daryl, you are not going to believe what I'm picking up that they want to do to this girl. And he course wanted me to tell him, and I said, they've got her in a hospital, and we didn't know that then. I said, they ever in the hospital and there are these Fedahim guys, the bad guys, the gangsters over there. They were telling the doctors, we want her legs cut off. She's got one broken already. We want her legs cut off. And they wanted to take her and, with no legs, and they wanted her propped up in Baghdad for whatever, we'll say, a penny or a nickel, the lowest denomination of coin that anybody could pay for her being a prostitute. They were saying, we want to give it to the United States and we're going to give it to them good with this poor little blonde chick. I said, you know what, girl, there's a guy. He works at the hospital. I think he just sweeps. He's a janitor. He's going to hear about this and literally walk miles to our troops, form them where she was. He didn't want to see anything like this happen to her. I said, it's like a freaking movie, Daryl. Our troops with a helicopter, we're going to swoop in and we're going to grab that little gal right out of the hospital, put her on board and get her the hell out of there. And I said, and that man, they're going to give him political asylum or whatever you call it, asylum here in the States. And it wasn't 3 days later. That's exactly what happened. I tell you, when my husband was yelling, Deb, get in here. You got to see this. I mean, I felt like I was going to faint because a lot of this comes to me and I'm like, I'm just here to be the messenger. You know, I don't think it up. So anyway, that was one example. Second example was Saddam Hussein. No, what's the other? The bad guy was...
Well, they're both bad guys, but you're talking about bin Laden.
That's right, bin Laden. Now, remember I told all of you previously that I had seen two of those pilots in our community. They were out shopping with some chick all wrapped up in their garb, you know, that they wear. The only reason I noticed her, it felt like it was 110 degrees outside, and they're wearing Bermuda shorts and those, what are they called, those little shirts that have the little horse or whatever on them.
Polo shirts?
Yeah, they had those on. We had gone to the FBI, and we had to identify them, blah, blah, blah. Well, after that, they were looking for this guy, you know, bin Laden. My card said, hey, stupid. He's right out there in the middle of everything in Pakistan. My mother said, you should call. I said, sure, and really take on kook status because they're searching everywhere. Why wouldn't they see that compound? Apparently they didn't. And sure enough, within a week, that the rest, and these weren't incidents on top of each other, just so you know, and one third one, and then I'm getting to what we're going to do tonight. The third one was, we heard on the news a tragic story. We lived really close to,
We didn't know.
No, I didn't know. We didn't know.
Nobody knew.
But
they knew
that's where he was.
And the CIA.
Yeah.
Keeping tabs on him for a long time.
We are very close to the Outer Banks, which is a really touristy, lovely, like peninsula. And there was a family from New Hampshire that had come down, a mother, father, and a little 3-year-old boy. The mother and the little boy were walking right in a little bit of the water, and a rogue wave came up and took that baby right out of her hand. You know, she was holding his hand, and boom, the next thing she's watching his little hat on his head bobbing as he's going and going. Well, by the time they got help, they couldn't find him. And they searched and searched. And Jim, my husband, and I were out for lunch that particular Sunday. And I was so bothered by this. And I said, I feel like I need to go there. I have a message to deliver there. Well, of course, they both thought it was nuts. My husband said, do you want me to drive you there? And I said, yes. We went down there, and unbeknownst to us at all, right in that spot where he had gone missing was a great big prayer/memorial session going on, and they were using talking over a microphone, and they were actually broadcasting on Facebook Live to all the family up in New Hampshire where they were from. And I happened to mention to one of the supporters, I said, that little boy is going to be found really soon. It's in my heart, it's in my spirit, and it's in my cards. And she said, would you get on the microphone and lead us in, lead us in energy and prayer or whatever you want to call it. And so I went up there and I spoke directly to the parents and I cried and I said, the baby's going to get found. I believe you're going to have your baby within 24 hours. And everybody was like doing their prayers and I led them in some metaphysical, things that we would say. That was at 3 p.m. on Sunday. That little boy was found by 10:00 the next morning, and they've been searching for days. And of course you can say, well, that's coincidence for you, is it? I can't say. So, anyway, what we're going to do, all of us, for just a very short time. Is he in there?
They said they could have just saw some movement. They're not for sure. They're just assuming now to be safe. But okay. They've been there once, though. They just something made them think that he might be.
Okay.
So that doesn't mean he is.
The man that is terrorizing the state of Maine in the U.S., they're doing a huge manhunt. We have the TV on so we can see if there's any breaking news. I've been following this all day. If you don't know the story, he's a military member who went on a rampage.
Right, ex-military.
Yeah, his girlfriend dumped him. He lost his job. He had been in a hospital in the summer for hearing voices. And now he went yesterday evening and he killed. At least 18 people are dead in a bowling alley and in another place that was like a restaurant / bar because he thought his girlfriend was going to, that girl was going to be there. She wasn't there by the grace of God, but he had an assault rifle and he just started mowing people down. And at the bowling alley, it happened to be a children's event. So if you watch anything on the news, yep, there you are, right, Catherine. Another middle-aged white guy with an AR, rifle. So, excuse me. Anyway, what I want to do is I want us all collectively to put together that energy, that prayer, if that's where you go spiritually, to put it all together. And let's put out there that we want that man found as quickly as possible. The search has been going on since last night, but let's get him found, if only for the safety of others, if only for him to be brought to some kind of justice. Let's get him found. They found his car at a boat launch, and people have said, yeah, he had a boat. So now we got the Coast Guard involved, and yet they're wondering, was there a switch car there? That he just traded vehicles. We don't know, but the thing is, the man is extremely skilled as a, what would you call him, as a...
He was a shooting instructor.
Yeah. And he's got a lot of survival skills. So I would just like all of you, with me, put your energy together and let's just put out there. There's 350 police officers, FBI, you have it. And let's get that man out there where they find him. Let's do it with our intention. Okay. I think we could have maybe moved a mountain here. I feel it. The room to me where we are, the studio here, it's like electrified. So I can feel it. See what happens.
Boogie woogie.
Yeah, thank you, Virgil. He says, I never understand why people with mental health issues can access military grade weapons.
Because a lot of people buy a lot of this stuff and then they get diagnosed with mental health issues.
They do.
And then you have all your little guns stashed and hidden. They're not taking shit away if you got it hidden.
If you get any news, I don't know why they think something's going on in that house.
They don't know. They said it could be a million different things, but they got to pretend. They got to play it safe if they're not sure.
Could be a dog just going from
window. Well, they've been in there already.
All right.
So it's not the first time they've come to this house. Something else triggered them. They just don't know what. They're not talking.
Well, I want that man off the street.
They could have put sensors in there in case he did come back and maybe one of them went off. I mean, there's a million different reasons. But I would say the odds are probably 0 to none that guy would come back to his house.
That would be crazy.
I mean, even just because he hears voices doesn't mean he's an idiot. Because obviously he's a little bit smart. He stayed hidden.
Rachel, thank you. I find you highly, highly psychic, intuitive. Just, you've got it. And she says they will find him in like a car lot. So we'll see.
That wouldn't be very intelligent of him to be in a car lot.
Hey, you want to get him out of that house? If he's in there, start it on fire.
They don't want to destroy the house and evidence that's in there.
Well, anyway, that was what we wanted to do with all of you. Yeah, I hope he...
Yeah, we got that going for us.
Everybody's still sheltering in place. Banks are closed. Stores are closed. I mean, you know, life needs to go on. But you're right. And like you said, rest in peace to the victims. Absolutely.
Right. What did you say if I
we
sang
don't, we only...
did you get up and walk out on me?
Is everybody out Halloween shopping, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, it is Friday Junior, so a lot of people
drinking.
Around here they don't anymore. Nothing's party anymore with the internet. But in the day, there'd be some good Thursday happy hour specials out because it's not a day people go out a lot, so they would encourage people to come out on a Thursday.
I found in my social group back in the day, Wednesday was ladies' night, so of course we had to go to that. But then Thursday, you start to get too antsy for the weekend. So you end up going out Thursday and then Friday and Saturday, but never Sunday or Monday or Tuesday.
Well, you know, those days will draw people out, just not maybe for dating and stuff, but there's a lot of sports footballs on Sundays and Mondays. So.
Yeah.
So sports bars will be very happy with those days that people don't go.
What's on your new, who died in surgery? Oh, I see. I thought you were talking about something else. Rachel said it's on her news in Australia.
From the land down under. I come from a land down under.
Well, let's hope that we don't have the Keystone Cops on this one. I guess that's kind of mean of me to say.
You've got the FBI and everybody.
Yeah.
Homeland Security. You got the whole feds are there, not just the local cops.
Suzanne says, she was in the toilet and making a hot chocolate.
That's what I always do in the toilet, too. A lot of times I might be barbecuing a steak while I'm pooping. There's nothing enough. You're going to, why not, right? Why not multitask, right? Sure. Okay. Let's pick up the phones, shall we?
Yeah, come on.
And let's go to 520. Lisa.
Oh, my God. Hey, Lisa.
Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume.
She said, oh, my God.
She always does.
Hello.
How are you, too? I'm listening to you both. You are very psychic, Deb. I do want to tell you the last reading I had with you. You said, out of all the things you said a lot of things, and then you said... Well, there's going to be a little bit of something here, like a little bit of, I forget your word that you used, not conflict, but a little bit of static electricity. I'm using my own words. I forget what word you used. And lo and behold, I was just remembering that, and I thought, she's so psychic.
Why, did it happen?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't
we were
really...
having...
Yeah. Go ahead.
What?
Yeah. No, go ahead.
I know. I know it's not surprising. Well, yesterday we had all day. We were working, use Jim's word, project. And then we went out in the evening for dinner and just and we came home, and then we got up early this morning, and everything was wonderful. God, it was so nice between us. He was coming up, touching me, and it was just really great. And and this morning we went out early, and then we were working on painting, and then we were supposed to go tomorrow to do another situation, take care of another situation. And so I said, as
boy,
we were working,
another word, situation.
Sorry?
They went to take care of another situation.
Work oriented. We do little work oriented.
Mr.
things.
And Mrs. Smith, right?
Yeah. Yep, you,
the it's just really work. I mean, we are working. And so,
I get it. We're teasing you.
Killing is just a business if you're an assassin. It's just a business. It's work.
Yeah, and then we were going to go out, and like we usually do. So we were working this morning, and, you know, we were talking, and, oh, it was so nice. It was so sweet. Last night was nice. Yesterday was nice. And then I said, so what time are we leaving tomorrow? And he had gotten a call last night at dinner, and he said, yeah, I can pick, to the other person, which was the blasted Sultan fucker on the phone calling him. And he said, yeah, I'll pick you up. And I said, I thought, I was telling him as he was saying, I'll pick you up at such and such. I said, I thought we had plans. And he gave me a one moment finger, like 1 moment. And then he got off the phone. He said, we can do all that. He said, no problem. He said, I'll pick him up, drop him off, and then we go do our thing. So this morning he was telling me when he came out, we're getting together to do our work. He said, oh, I have to take stuff back to Walmart because the store is the wrong size. So then we're working, and I said, well, what time are we going tomorrow? Just to confirm.
Yeah.
And then he said, first he was saying, well, we can do it all. You know, I can take stuff back tomorrow that I have to trade in, and I'll pick up, you know, Flaccid Sultan, and then you and I will go do our thing. And then I said, so we're leaving the same time? And then all of a sudden he said, no, we're not. We're not going to do it tomorrow. I said, are you kidding me? And then we were going back and forth on it. And so then he said, we'll do it on Wednesday. Because I asked him, I said, is there another day we can do it then? I said, why would you change your mind? Why would you do that? And, well, it's America. You know, it's still land of the free, I guess.
He does this way too much.
So that's what I told him. I
wonder.
I told him you're unreliable, and amongst other things that I was saying to him. And he was coming up to my face. He was hugging me. He was trying to make nice. And he came over to my place and he sat with me and he's joking and working on my place and, you know, up close and personal. And then he left, and we have Wednesday scheduled to replace what we're supposed to do tomorrow. And then I thought, you know, I'm really sick to my stomach. I can't stand the thought of going with him on Wednesday. And he did invite me to go with him on Monday to go out of town 100 miles away to do some errands and stuff. I am going to stick to that. Otherwise, I would have canceled. But I did send him a text just now, very polite text, and I said, I'm canceling Wednesday, I'm taking care of it myself, it's okay, thank you for offering to help. And then he responded, you know, he took his time responding, he said, no problem. So anyway, I don't know.
Well, I think it's good that you didn't lock horns over this. You took the path of least resistance, you know, but this isn't fair. Why does he have all that power?
Well, I'm not giving it to him.
No. That's a good idea.
Canceled. And then I'm just going to get into my own thing. And that's what I told him when we were coming back to the house today. I said, I think it's time for me to get back into my own routine. But it was all these work oriented demand that be taken care of, and he was bailing me out. He was really helping me. And so, I don't know. It did hurt my feelings, though. And I told him.
What does he have to do with Mr. Flaccid? What's the big alarm?
Well, okay, so we did.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. my neighbor and I went a whole day together doing all sorts of stuff. We were just together, and then we went to a nightclub, and then we went to dinner at night, and Mr. Flaccid called him at night and asked him, my neighbor, to take him to pick up a vehicle. And so then that's what he has to do. And so this morning, my neighbor was telling me, he said, I bought the wrong size. I have to take them back, he said, to get the correct size. And so, and then he said, maybe Mr. Flaccid wants to come with me, because he was already picking him up to pick up his car. And then I was asking, I said, so what time are we going tomorrow? And first he said, yeah, we can do it all. We can do it all. You know, I'll just pick him up and we'll do it. And then we kept working, and he said, no, I can't. He said, we're not going to do it. We'll just do it another day. It can wait. And that's when I just found, but I just said, this is, you know, you're not reliable, blah, 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 blah.
You did say that or no?
I said it
to him several times. You're unreliable. And he was all over me physically. And he came into the house afterwards and was sitting with me and next to me and touching me. And, you know, we were working on stuff inside the house. And then he left, and I had some time to myself. And I thought, you know, I feel really sick over this. I don't want to go with him on Wednesday. I'll just cancel it with him. But Monday, he did invite me to go all day with him. We're going to have lunch. We're going to, you know, blah, blah, blah.
So you're going with him on Monday?
Yeah. You know, the long trip we're taking.
Where are you going?
Out of town, 100 miles away. That's where, you know, he has a doctor's appointment and
projects and situations and stuff. They can't talk about that.
They can't reveal the true nature
of their business.
And they're going out to cap somebody, and we can't know about it.
Hey, it's a business.
Right.
Killing is just a business.
Doctor.
It's not personal.
It's a doctor. It's a doctor appointment. I've got to drop off stuff to get repaired and, you know, and pick up some stuff. And so.
Well, Monday sounds like a nice time together then.
Well,
yeah.
I'm really hurt about what happened tomorrow. I don't know. Did the cards say anything, Deb?
They're not all the way down yet.
Well, the cards are saying that this is a bad habit of his. You know, he makes plans. How many times has this happened? And I can't stand it either, because I'm guilty of it too. So I don't want people to do it to me.
You know, I think I've done it to him, because I remember telling him recently, thank you for being flexible. And I can't remember exactly what I changed, but it wasn't over picking up a girlfriend and saying, well, my girlfriend and I are going to go do this instead of you and I.
I don't think that he should pick somebody else over you once he's made a plan.
That's kind of what I was feeling. But
if you're going to change plans, you got to better explain it. He should explain why he really needs to change it and all this other crap. That's all.
Yeah, and how far away is he going with that other guy?
Well, I bet he's going all the way.
Well, he's doing he's going to take some stuff, merchandise back that's wrong, and he's going to change that. He's picking, the guy needed help with picking up a car, and so and then he said to me, well, he was
more than one person to pick
thinking,
him up.
He was thinking, he said, well, maybe he'll come with me. And then I said, well, what time are we leaving? He said, well, we'll do it all. And then we kept working. And then he said, I said, are we leaving at the same time? And he said, no, we're not going to do it. He said, your thing can wait. It's been hanging out there for a few days. It can wait a few more days. And then I just let into him. I said, you've done this before. You're unreliable.
Yes.
And And I had it on my calendar, and you didn't let me know before. And he said, I let you know as I was talking about it. And I said, this is not acceptable to me. And I just feel that this is, you know, I just kept going on about it with him. And
well, I guess that shows you how unreliable he is. You know,
he's
and I don't
reliable.
Like that. Well, he's rude. He's being rude. That's rude. If a girlfriend did that for you because her boyfriend asked her, and think about that. And some of us women hate this. We're, let's say me and you are going somewhere and we made the plans, and then you tell me, hey, I'm not going to go with you because Bob the Builder, my boyfriend, wants me to go with him to, you know, change tires or something. And I'd be like, what? You make plans
well,
with
me. I canceled Wednesday. I sent him a polite text, you know, just a little bit ago, and I just said, thank you for saying you would help, and I'm going to take care of it myself, so cancel Wednesday. And then he eventually got it.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like love to me. That sounds like somebody who finds you very easily, what would you call it, like replaceable.
Expendable.
Oh, and what psychic, not psychic, flaccid Sultan have to offer that's more fun than being with you?
He's got bangers and mash.
Yeah, bangers and mash for sure.
And he's got probably some, I don't know, some hairy butt. You know, I just
say. Oh, ish.
Hey, you asked the question. I'm just throwing some possibilities out there.
Do the cards say anything about this?
It shows this is going to blow over. It really is.
Oh, really?
So to speak.
Well, because you've avoided another knockdown drag out with him.
Yes, yes. When in doubt, put your head in the sand. That's the solution
well,
to life.
It is like
avoid conflict. Run. Run away from conflict. Do not touch situations. Do not meet them head on.
Well, he's been kissing my ass. You know, he came over and kissed my ass. And then he called me and he wanted to know where I was, and I wouldn't tell him. I just remained silent, and he said, well, I, you know, and he's talking to me, and he said, did you get this done? Did you get that done? And, you know, like in a, you know, when
small
you,
talk,
when,
sounds like.
When yeah. you know, like things like supportive, you know, did you, you know, stuff I needed to get done, were you able to get that done and this done? And I didn't really, you know, and then I sent him the text. I thought, I can't deal with Wednesday with him. I'm just not going to go. Because, Deb, that crossed my mind, what you were saying.
Yeah.
I'm easily replaceable.
You know what? All of us are. I don't know who we think we are sometimes.
Women have, they're supposed to have a code. And I don't know if you guys do.
What do you mean?
Okay, let's say you and Virgil have made plans. You're going to go to a sporting event. But your girlfriend wants you to go someplace else. You're going to call up or text Virgil and say, hey, dude, sorry, the ball and chain needs me to go dress shopping with her.
I'm not a king of queens. He'll make up a lie. Go do it.
You what?
I'm king of queens.
Doug
oh, Doug
lied.
Yeah. And go do
and
stuff.
And then when we were, you know, when we were leaving to come back to our house, he had put his face up to mine, you know, and his eyeballs were up to my eyeballs. And I said, get away from me. Because I was
how
really upset with him. I was so upset. I was really hurt that he was picking Flaccid Sultan over me.
I know. You know, to me, that would be an insult. I would feel offended.
I would.
You know. And
you did a lot about it, boy. I'll tell you, you showed him.
What did I show him?
I canceled Wednesday. I said, I'll cancel Wednesday, boy. He'll learn that lesson. He got if he wanted to go hang out with you, he got what he wanted. You didn't fucking teach him anything. You didn't teach him anything. He didn't learn a lesson.
No.
Like, cool, she let me hang out with a dude.
Are these
awesomeness?
Are these traits ones that you could live with in a long term? You know, one-on-one relationship.
Well, you know, I don't, Deb. Deb, I'd have to answer that off the line privately.
I know.
Because my feelings You know, I mean, what are you feeling, Deb? Does the guy love me?
Love is a relative term.
He's used to having his cake and eat it, too.
I love beer. I love dogs.
Can what?
I love being a free
and
man.
And I love
ketchup. But they're not all the same. Loves are different.
As far as I know, all these years, I've never seen you, unless you have, I've never seen you throw over a female for a guy. You've always gone with the female for whatever she wanted.
That's not necessarily true.
Well, that is news to me.
But those aren't serious relationships that I've done that with.
Oh.
Those aren't any kind of major committed thing. That's a casual girlfriend. And you know what? I can do it. I got other plans. Cancel. Fuck it. I don't even make a number.
He was all handsy after he told me that, and I was having my meltdown, and then he was all handsy when we got back to our place, and he was kissing up to me, and, I mean, I don't know.
Well, that sounds typical. He knew that he was wrecking your agenda, so what's he going to do? He's going to get physical.
What are you going to do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys.
Did the car say anything? They just say it's going to blow over and that's it?
Yeah, but this is one that it's a bullet that
I don't even know if you call this dodging a fucking bullet.
You know,
that's a little freaking melodramatic there. You dodged a bullet. You didn't dodge a goddamn bullet. It's a little pissing contest. The couple that's not even officially committed. It's a piss-piss contest.
But they argue like that.
Well, some people argue with the guy at the deli giving them fucking meat. It doesn't mean that it's fucking life. Oh, my God, it's so meaningful. Maybe, guys, you don't seem to click-click real well to me. I don't have cards, but you're not click-click really well together.
Well, I wonder what he would have said.
It's like oil and water a little bit. You're just not really meshing well.
And I wonder what he would have said if he said, well, that's okay. There's a guy that I've met down at the bar when I go with the girls. He said he'd love to go on one of these trips with me, but I'll just ask him. I wonder what he would do.
Well, I did say the name of somebody who is Matt, and I said, I'll just handle it myself, and I'll have that guy help me.
And he was okay with that?
No, he doesn't. He didn't say anything. But that's when he amped up the handsy stuff and putting his face in my face. And
I don't know.
You know what? You can fucking pick them, Lisa. You can really pick them. Woo-hoo! You got a gem there. It may smell like a turd, but ignore the smell. It's actually a gem.
I get you.
Yeah, you should get me. I know that you don't give two squats because I'm not Deb with card. But I'm telling you, if it's acting like a turd, it smells like a turd, quit trying to pretend it's something fucking else. It's a fucking turd. It is a turd. They exist.
I get a lot of help. I get a lot of help, too. Did the cards just say, bottom line is,
back to the cards,
it'll blow over and that's it?
Yeah.
Hey, here's my advice. It's like talking to a fucking shoe.
Well, don't say that. That's very mean.
It isn't. It's like she's only going to listen to you, Deb, and it's only if it's sunshine and rainbows. She doesn't want to hear anything negative at all. Nothing.
This is very typical of the work I do. Then when things start to show up the way the cards had, indicated, that's when they... Oh, my God.
What's wrong, Deb?
No.
She's not dying or anything.
Looking for this.
Okay, just to let you know that she didn't have a heart attack. She just found some piece of missing jewelry. So the world, everything's okay. There's no 911 being called.
In my
the people
room.
On the radio don't know. No. People on Facebook can see that you just pulled out a piece of jewelry. The people on the radio might think you're having a stroke or something. Everything's fine. It's all okay.
Yeah, I didn't even feel go down there.
Well
anyway.
Life is full of surprises.
I really think, Lisa, there's better for you out there. But until you
she doesn't think
are
so.
Aware
no,
of that.
No, I get it. No, I get it. Believe me, when this happened and talking right now the way I feel, I know. I know. I mean, I think
you
about
know,
that.
But you
do
don't
I,
know.
She knows.
She knows, but she doesn't know.
I think about that dude that I saw at the Walmart that I thought we were both, you know, eyeballing each other. And I thought, oh, man, that guy looks so normal. Of course, we don't know until we start talking.
You don't know, but you're right. You don't know. Book and the cover and all that stuff, judging the book by the cover.
Well,
you
after,
don't know. You're
after
right.
After what's going on with my daughter-in-law and this guy and others that, you know, I'm seeing on TV and stuff, you don't really know anybody. You know that? We don't really know anybody.
Not, it takes a long time to get to know somebody. You're not going to get to know somebody typing on a keyboard, talking on a phone, chatting. You're never going to get to know somebody until you spend a lot of fucking time with them, too. Not just a little bit, a lot. And I shouldn't say that. If the person's, you don't know that either, but if they're honest and open, you'll get to know them faster. But the problem is you don't know if they're being honest and open. Everybody's such an asshole nowadays.
And maybe flirting, if you could polish up your skills a little bit. And by that I mean, for instance, at the hairdresser yesterday, this, oh my God, this mountain man for a haircut. And I say mountain man because he was huge, like Paul Bunyan, just, you know, just guns.
Well, Paul Bunyan was, like, actually literally larger than life, so they'll use him.
Well, this guy was huge. He probably was 6'4",
well, Paul Bunyan was, like, taller than buildings. So
an older guy, probably in his 50s. And my hairdresser, I mean, she's been alone a long time. She's pretty, really pretty for an older gal.
Oh,
and,
don't you hate when they have that caveat? She's really pretty, then they for something. She's really pretty for something that they found under a concrete brick. I mean,
you've seen Angie.
I'm just saying, when you say the for, then it makes you, then it totally takes the first part of your sentence. She's really pretty. But when you say for, then it's like, oh, no.
You're right.
Yes, she really isn't.
You're right. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Yeah, because don't
anyway,
say
anyway, the man got a haircut, and then Angie said to him, don't you want to have your hair washed and blow dry? And he was like, no. And I'm nudging her to keep going. I'm in the shampoo bowl. And I'm nudging her. And she said, it's really good. You'd enjoy it so much. And he said, are you offering me a happy ending? And I said, a happy ending. He said, you're making it sound so good. Is this with a happy ending? And I lifted my head up out of the shampoo bowl and I said, kind of, sort of, yeah. And see, Angie dropped the ball. She could have gotten something going here. And anyway.
Or not. It is a hairdresser place. It doesn't mean that everybody comes in that is nice doesn't mean they automatically want to marry you and be your husband till the end of fucking time.
He advertised. I'm not really sure how I want you to do my hair. My wife did it for 8 years and we've gotten divorced. I mean, that guy is wearing a sign.
It could be a sign or he could be just speaking the truth. A lot of times I've gotten into those hairdresser people and they're like, well, what do you want? And it's like, you know what? I'll just give you the basics. I want it, like, just kind of short, but not too short. And then you do what you do. That's what you do. It's your job. You just do
what
you do.
Why did he advertise that he was divorced now? His wife gave him haircuts.
So you're
maybe
talking about...
Maybe he had a
date. Oh, well...
He did.
Yeah, well, okay, first of all, let's back this up to the fucking beginning. First of all, this guy comes in. He's like the biggest, greatest, humongous, beautiful man ever on earth. And he's going to choose Angie. Angie's not bad, but he could do better than that. No, there's nothing wrong with it. Nobody's going to choose me either if I'm there. Some chick walks in, and she's beautiful, just got divorced. She's not going to jump on my lap either. I'm just saying, let's be realistic.
He was fresh meat.
Or he could have been just, you can actually flirt without meaning it to go somewhere, too.
Yeah, you can. And maybe you practice that.
Maybe he hasn't. Maybe he's practicing flirting because he's out of action.
You could tell he wanted her fingers in his hair, though.
I'm not saying anything bad about Angie. I'm just saying if you build this guy up to be on top of this mountain, the rest of us are not on top of the mountain. Why would he come down? Like if I'm sitting there and like, oh, this freaking chick, she was like a supermodel, came in, just got divorced, and she was flirting with me. She must have wanted to marry me. I know she's just flirting. I'm not. It's not going to happen. It's cool. I'm good with that. Yeah.
Rachel said maybe she left him because she's sick of doing it.
Or vice versa. Maybe she couldn't do his hair right, so he left her.
Well, and for an 8-year marriage, you know right there something's wrong.
First of all, too, if he's truly a mountain type guy, he don't give a shit about hairstyle. If he's one of those guys like out there chopping trees down, he just wants it either long because it's cold or short because it's hot in the summer. He don't give a flying fuck about style.
He was pretty fussy in the mirror with
then
the
Then he's not
and,
such a mountain man style anyway, except maybe his build.
Yes. Yes, we are going to be on
tomorrow
night.
It is Rebel Card Friday. That's mandatory.
See, what I want to put out to you, Lisa, is I think that you may be at the tipping point here, you know, with this relationship. Because don't be left in the dirt too often for some, you know, gay guy with his tire problem. I mean, there, you two could have handled all of that. Gone and done the shop and then gone on to, so he's got something else cooking.
Really?
I think he's got lots of sausage cooking somewhere. He's got it simmering because he still has a hankering for sausage, I think.
How do you know? I never see that.
I just said think. I don't know. I don't know shit. I don't even have cards. I'm just guessing. I'm just throwing shit out there. Because nobody can figure shit out, so I'm throwing something outside the box. Really isn't outside the box, if you know what I'm saying.
He thinks he's really got her, and he doesn't have to work at it much anymore.
Well,
it's if he thinks that,
then she's making him think that, so that's her fault.
Yes, Lisa.
Canceling Wednesday didn't say anything?
That was lame. I didn't say shit. Cancel? Get you cancel something with me? It's like, well, I can find something to do. I'm a guy. That's not going to hurt me.
I'm not sure that he's got enough fire for you. In the sense of, he seems like a blah kind of guy. You know, when you first got on with him, the two of you really seemed to have it going on. And, you know, but it seems like now he's, I don't know, different.
You know, I'm reflecting back on my entire life. I never saw what they had considered going on.
Yeah, I never saw it either.
No, they
not
never
the
had
beginning.
It going on so much.
I mean,
they
I
had,
was the one that was grabbing like, his hand and sucking on it and saying, oh, my God, you know, suck your hand or whatever.
You never really see a companionship. I see, like, they're the best friends ever, sort of, kind of, and they spat a lot. It doesn't seem like a companionship thing.
I mean, you know,
like
this morning he's grabbing me.
And it's just not there.
What
I think it's oil and water.
When he grabs
oil and
you,
water.
What is he leading to? Because most time if a man grabs you,
well, last night he's grabbing my hand. We're looking at something together at the heater. Then he's putting his hands on me. It doesn't lead to us peeling our underwear off and putting the vagina into the penis into the vagina. It doesn't lead to that.
We already know that. We're loud and clear on that not happening. Loud and freaking clear.
Oh, my God. Would that be a funny gift to give him? A pocket pussy.
But maybe he'd rather have a pocket. Maybe he'd rather have a pocket bratwurst.
He could practice.
Well,
with
Dad's
it.
Picking. Dad's
we
picking.
We could practice with a pocket pistol.
That he had something else going on, and that's why he came over for the.
Going on.
Well, you know you.
You know what?
Why did he go from wanting to do the whole thing and then only? Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's what I said to him.
Musicians.
I said, how does
he always miss their instrument? He's probably missing his meat whistle, Deb. He's probably missing the meat whistle.
I said, you know, he's this has been waiting for several days. They can wait a few more days, you know. And God.
He's fine with that.
Yeah. Well, he decides.
Yeah.
From what I understand here, being an outside observer, he decides everything. And once in a while, you get a little pissed off, flip him a bird and say, see, I told him. But he still ultimately makes a fucking decision. He still does.
Are you having dinner tonight?
Already.
Yeah.
You know
tonight.
What, Jim? Everything
what?
Is going to go in the trash can, meaning it'll stay in my refrigerator, and I'm not giving him a goddamn thing.
Whoa. Okay.
You heard it, folks. You heard it here first. You heard it live here on Blog Talk Radio. He's not getting a quote-unquote a goddamn thing. All right. You heard it here first, folks.
And what were you going to feed him?
So, oh, I know what she was going to feed him, all right, but he won't want that anyway. Amanda's not like Worcester biscuit.
More hummus. I was going to make naan, more hummus, naan, and salad.
You actually make naan?
She makes naan.
No,
you make naan from scratch?
No, today was going to be the first, leap off the cliff and do it.
I'm
looking at the rest.
Well, it sucks that she lives so far away. I would rather her throw it in my trash because I love naan.
No, I'm not.
I would hate to see.
I'm joking as far as turning your. No, it doesn't go over.
Oh, there. I got. Okay, so it's a metaphorical thing. Throw it in the trash. Gotcha. Roger that. Because naan is good stuff, man. Holy crap.
I love it.
I love it. Long time.
I love that Indian food.
You don't like most of it, but you like naan. You like two things.
The tandoori.
You like the chicken and you like the naan. You can't stand all the curry goat and shit. You don't
no
like
curry, but I do like the way they make a salad. It's very good.
Is that really Indian making
the salad? Oh, the dressing they make is unbelievable.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I know. There's something to the salad. I don't know what they exactly. Maybe it's buttermilk. I don't know. Have to look that up.
I don't know, Jeff. He came over this morning and the way he was looking at me,
like
his eyeballs were big and in my face, and that's how it was most of the morning, And then I don't know, but you're saying
you think maybe he knows buttons.
You think he does?
You think maybe he knows how to do a few little things to melt your butter a little bit.
Are you picking that up in the park, Jeff? You picked that up? I mean, Jim is saying practical, level-headed stuff, but what are you picking up psychically?
It's shocking that I would do such a thing. Shocking, folks. Shocking.
Now, you had a female roommate, Jim, that used to ask you to use her vibrator on herself.
Well. Back that up and start that sentence again.
He had a female roommate, very lovely girl.
Yes.
And she would take out her vibrator for Jim to use it on her.
Now, first of all, anytime one thing happens, Debs make it sound like it's used, like it happens all the time. That was a one-time weird situation thing. But Debs says, anytime that you say, hey, this one thing happened, Debs goes, oh. You know, those two do all the fucking time. That's what that brings in when you tell her a story.
Well, maybe I shouldn't tell these things.
What does that have to do with any fucking thing that we just talked about? What the fuck led you into that?
You are really wound up now.
Because I don't understand how you made that.
I love it.
Hey, I don't care. I'm using that shit on me, so I don't give a damn.
His tongue is twirling right now.
No, I don't care. Because you know what? It wasn't for me.
But you would think he would offer to please her, to give her an O. An O? I mean, he may not, maybe his parts aren't working.
Who?
The neighbor.
See, she keeps bouncing back and fucking forth on subjects. I didn't know she was, I thought she was still talking about me. I don't freaking know. Deb, come on. Stay on track for a little bit and then... Hey, I'm going to shift gears. Tell people when you shift gears. They can't read your mind.
I'll try.
We didn't know. That all of a sudden you started talking back and forth. Pick a lane and stay in the fucking lane. Stay in the lane.
It's such a burden when you have a jet engine for a mind.
Do you have a jet engine or do you have a paper airplane with a bunch of fucking holes in it like a sieve? Really? Which one is it?
That's so funny.
Here's another thing you could try with him.
Now, here we go. Here's all these things. It's going to be rubber chickens, Vaseline, and I don't know, sandpaper, I guess, right? Is that what it's going to be, those three things?
Yes, listen. this is something I used to do years ago with boyfriends or husbands. I would pick up a copy of, they used to put them out, they probably still do, Penthouse Letters. It was like its own publication. And do you all know about Penthouse and their letters? It was stuff like where a guy said, I brought three Big Macs.
We don't even know if that exists anymore.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. Well,
that was back in the 80s when they had those letters things.
But Penthouse always had letters in it.
When they shifted to the thing, they didn't, apparently. There was a documentary on that.
Well, a guy would describe how he put three Big Macs into her hoo-ha.
Well, here's what's funny about those.
Yeah.
90% of the letters always started out the same. I read these letters all the time, and I can't believe this ever happened to me. It's like, really? Are these letters from people, or are these editors bored and filling up space? I think it's the latter. They're not letters from humans that are real.
There was another guy that was really into paraplegia, what would you call it? Amputees. And he said he knew this very petite lady, and he said he would put her on top of his, on his business and spin her. And
International Show of Terror in Australia. I didn't mind interrupting you.
He loved it.
It was a letter. Have you ever read those letters? There's none of them real. It's the editors are sitting there typing, filling up pages. Come on.
We just got a very nice compliment.
What did it say, Deb?
It said from Anne. Anne is on here, and she said, I'm glad I found you guys. And she said, I'm glad I found you. Guys have a great strange presence together. So what I was saying, Lisa, is maybe we should start doing some detective work, investigation, like get a copy of a Penthouse and say, God, these letters kill me. I got to read them to you while he's driving.
You're barking up a wrong tree.
See how he reacts.
It doesn't matter. That fucking road has a dead end. That sign ain't coming down. That is a done deal. No bang, bang, bang.
Yes.
No bang, 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 bang.
Lisa.
None. Zip, zero. There will be no bang, bang. No bang, bang. None. Not happening. No bang, bang.
No bang.
He would have bang, 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 but I have already. It ain't happening.
Did you say he's blah toward me? Were you picking that up psychically?
He's beige. Yeah. I used to think he was going to qualify as one of the last of the red hot lovers, and I just am not getting that from him anymore.
What in the flying hell ever made you think he was going to be qualified as one of the red hot lovers?
Because I saw that months ago.
Then maybe you should have switched decks of cards. That guy has never given up a single fucking sign of even being a lukewarm hot lover, let alone a red hot lover. None.
He would sit there and fondle his crotch in front of her.
Oh, well, that's obviously that is Casanova there. Oh, yeah. He grabbed his junk.
Okay, this is what he was doing. Slowly licking his lips. And he had his fist, like a soft fist, up against his neck, and he was rubbing up and down very slowly his neck and his chest. And I asked a girlfriend, I said, first I have told him in the past when he's slowly licking his lips in front of me, I finally asked him, I said, why do you do that in front of me? And he said, my lips are dry. And so I went and got chapstick for him. And so he started doing it again, very slowly licking his lips. And so then I said,
Universal sign for a BJ.
Or he's dreaming. Oh, he's missing the days of being a meat whistle player. It could be that.
Well, I did that. He was doing that the other day when we were hanging out together. And,
for a foot long.
He is not. He wouldn't do it to her. She doesn't have one.
Maybe he couldn't help it himself, though. He's like, oh, my God. God, I'm with this whisker biscuit chick, but I sure would love a foot long right about now.
And it's wonderful to have you with us. Yes, it is. She's brand new. And she's loving it. And you know what? This is why I think we can inspire others.
To do what?
To
have gay neighbors that won't bang them? That is my goal in life. If I ever get reincarnated as a woman, my goal is I must move next to a gay guy, and then I must make sure that he never puts his pee-pee in my poo-poo or anything like that. That is my goal in life. I must have that, and then my life is complete. I'm complete.
Now, what you
life
could do
good.
When he licks his lips,
oh, Lord
you
Jesus.
Oughta do the peace sign and put it up to your mouth and lick between the legs. You know, that's a...
I don't think a lot of people know what that is.
It means
the lickety split thing.
You're inviting him to come and eat at the Y.
I don't think... Deb, this dude is not a fan of the Whisker Biscuit. He doesn't want nothing to do with it. I don't think he probably even likes talking about it, looking at pictures on the internet. I don't think he wants a Whisker Biscuit near himself. Uncovered.
But we don't know this for sure. I know he's very much attracted to Lisa.
We're over the 12-month mark, I'm convinced.
Ask him what his favorite fantasy of you is. If
probably her coming out with a beard and a penis. That's probably his fantasy. Talking with a hey there, like Mr. T. Hey, boy, remember Mr. T? Hey, boy, you're looking mighty fine in them jeans. Remember that old Eddie Murphy routine from the 1980
yeah.
Raw?
Yeah.
Mr. T being in, hey, boy, looking mighty fine in them jeans.
Was he a mighty fine man?
What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man. Yes, indeed. Could have been. I don't know.
He could at least get you, like, some... Listen, I'm... It's raining now. Oh, it scared me.
I bet that's his theme song.
God, can't you lighten up on that?
I don't have to. We are over the 12-month mark. Nobody's 7 or 8 here. He has not made a move to get into the panties. This guy has no interest, or he would
but
have
he
been
was,
banging away.
He has had a girlfriend, but that she broke his heart, and he switched over. It's, you know, he started eating from the other
How
end
do we know
of the buffet.
This?
He told her.
Oh, he told her because all humans never lie. That's what we know about all of us humans on this planet. When people tell you things, it's automatically true. It is. It's guaranteed truth. Okay, I forgot about that. Go ahead, Deb. I forgot that people never lie. I forgot.
Here's one for you, Lisa.
Oh, here's one.
Go out, buy yourself that butterfly thing. It's gonna. We have a store here called the Pink Banana. I know they've got them.
Oh, yeah.
And
well, nothing
him,
like a
what
pink
is
banana.
It's a
what is it at a sex store?
It's in your underwear. You put it in
it's
your
underwear?
You put it in your underwear.
It's a freaking clit tickler thing.
What did you call it?
It's a clit tickler little thing.
Then give him the remote control. And don't tell him what it's for. Right. And let him play with this remote control as she's sitting there going, oh. Oh, my God, I can't take
people
it.
People buy these things with partners that they're already intimate with. They don't buy it with somebody that they've never been intimate with. Hey, I don't know. You've never banged me. Here, here's controls on my vibrator, even though I've never met you before. I've never seen you naked. There you go. People don't do that, Deb. They don't do that. You usually get intimate down that road.
He just needs to be led. Led.
Hey,
me?
So, Deb, he picked being with you. Dad, he picks being with the flaccid Sultan over me because
I know.
Because he's got a dangly. I think it's obvious. You know what? You guys can laugh and joke about me. October is almost over. The year thing is up. Nothing's. They're like really super great friends. That's
Rachel,
really all it is. That
Rachel,
really is all
hey,
it is.
He's got a scammer. Rachel, in Australia, you made a good point. I hope he don't do that while she's shopping. Could you imagine her, like, in the checkout line, putting her stuff up, going, oh my God, I'm coming.
Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about that. I don't think you have to worry about that. I don't think, that guy doesn't get
two shits. I agree.
He doesn't get two squats about her having an orgasm. Doesn't care.
Well, she said they do bond to each other.
All the time, right? And all the time, you guys are doing like 7-year-old stuff, playing doctor, right? Nope.
Hey, now that might
work.
I
don't know what that's all about. If I accidentally touch him on his crotch, you know, he just remains there.
See,
doesn't he want you to keep your hand there?
God,
well, my hand is in movement. I'm trying to do something. Like I might be shifting a gear shift and accidentally touch him there.
What? Well, I can't imagine a man turning that down, regardless of what sex you are.
But she's been turned down 450,000 times in 12 months, Deb. She has been turned down so many times, the writing is on the frickin' wall.
Rachel. Yes.
It is on the wall.
Yes. Rachel.
Oh, you can do all your Harry Met Sally crap all you want.
Rachel says I'll have what she says.
Yeah, the Harry Met Sally stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's got nails. Sleepless in Seattle. Let's watch all that Lifetime shit. That's what life is. That's what life's all about.
What?
Happy, happy Lifetime movies. That's what life is.
You know what the women
nobody ever has any kind of bad fucking endings on Lifetime.
Oh, they kill the men they love.
That's the other movies. Those are the other movies. But you know what? The women still prevail because they kill the guys. The woman always, in those Lifetime movies, it might be really bad. She gets her ass kicked, beat up. But the guy eventually dies somehow. It's such poison. It makes people think that things can't ever be bad, but things can be bad. They can turn out the way you don't want them. It does happen. That's life. Life is a cruel bitch sometimes.
Oh, look at that. Virgil said that men in England, in Manchester, England, they insist that their birds, what you call chicks, you guys, keep their vibrator in the bedside drawer. What was it like, Jim?
First of all, that's all... comedy joking routine there. So it's the whole he's going down that road with your little Freudian slip thing or whatever. Like
that girl was.
She used it on you.
That girl was pretty hot.
Oh, absolutely! I love Krista. She was a good time.
Did something happen to her?
I don't know. I don't know what the hell happened to her. I mean, something happened to her when she was with me a lot because we weren't just roommates. But
okay.
Why would you have a good female roommate and just be roommates? Why would you fucking do that?
Did she fall asleep on you? She had narcolepsy.
She never had it like that. She didn't have that kind of narcolepsy. She had the kind of thing where she would just, it was more like ADD type narcolepsy. She just like, got the house tore apart, ready to clean. Nah, I need to go take a nap. She wouldn't just fall asleep right there.
Oh, I see.
She would decide to actively go take a nap for like 8 hours. That's all. It wasn't that kind of narcolepsy. There, you know what? Bottom line is,
yes,
every single person on this earth is not a TV show. We all have faults. We're all fucked up in some way.
We are.
We are, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's called the yin and yang. It's the balance in life. There's no Mr. Wonderful and Mr. Perfect. He's got some things about him that's not perfect, you think. Or Mrs. Wonderful.
Yeah.
That chick is the best chick. She has nothing wrong with her. It's like, eventually you're going to find something out, and it might be okay. And it's okay. You should be okay with flaws if it's the right person.
We all have a lot of compassion for him.
Everybody has flaws. There's nothing wrong with that. But this guy is not, he's not stealing the deal. This guy just wants a really, really super good friend that he can manipulate and control, but he doesn't really want to make a full-blown forever commitment with it. He's not going to. He's not going to do it. He's not going to fucking do it. He's not going to do it, Deb.
No.
With her, he's not. He's not going to do it. Nope. As you can tell, he likes to have all these great plans, but if he changes them, he's okay with that. It doesn't matter if it pisses her off or...
Yeah, see, that was bad form.
And that's a sign.
Yeah,
it is a sign.
I think
it's
so.
A sign.
I have to kind of agree there.
Because he's looking at her. They're not looking at each other the same way. She's looking at him with goo-goo eyes and hearts in her eyes, and he's my love person forever. And he's looking at her like she's a really kick-ass great friend and neighbor, and I really love her. But, yeah, I can do other things. She's not. I don't have to care about her that much. They're not on the same wavelength. It's oil and water, Deb. It's oil and water. They're not on the same page. They're not.
Well, you know,
they're not.
It has been a year.
It's been over
and
a year.
It's possible it is playing itself out.
Oh, goodness gracious sakes alive. I don't have cards, but I just look at the calendar and say, God damn, it's been a year. That's all I got to say.
Well, I do have, I don't know. You know, I'm not putting myself in the cellar and just waiting for him. I do go out.
I will go out.
Well,
no,
I think that is I think that's a very good idea for you to.
It is a good idea, but you don't do it. You go out and then you say, "Oh, I saw this guy; he's really great." But you don't. But then you blow it off, so you're not really going.
She talks to men.
She doesn't. She talks, but she doesn't do good thing beyond talking.
Well, I don't know if a bar is a really quality place.
She doesn't go to bars.
She does.
She goes to farmer markets and coffee houses.
No, and bars.
Do you? Oh, for
and
curious.
Bars.
Where the hell are you going to go to meet single people?
Well, the bar is
I think we should go to a city council meeting. That's a good place to go. That would be a great place to meet single guys. Where the fuck are you going to go to meet single people? Online? Oh, not online. You're dealing 90% of the people aren't real or they're lying to you. So online is not going to work. At least in person, you weed out the weak ones that can't hide behind a keyboard.
But you don't want a drunk for a boyfriend, you know?
Not everybody at the bar is under the fucking table getting swinging drunk and pooping themselves, Deb.
Who are?
I said not everybody at a bar is getting snot slinging drunk and pooping themselves.
True.
There's a reason that people did that. It's just a good place to socially interact. It's a very comfortable environment. There's no strings attached when you're in a bar. You can talk to people and not talk to people. There's no expectation. That's why the bar thing is a good thing in that way.
Well, then maybe we should turn this into Jim Speaks Truth show. And I'll just be your little minion over here.
No, you do your thing. Because I don't have cards. I can't see into anything. All I can do is look. I'm like a judge. Come to me. Here's all the shit. That's all I can. I'm not going to look in the cards. I can't see the future. I can say, well, based on all the things you tell me, this is bullshit. That's all I can do. I don't have cards. And based on what I've seen so far after 12 months, this is where you are after 12 months. Fuck, you're nowhere. You are absolutely nowhere, really.
It's really true. Spinning your wheels.
You're spinning your wheels. You're just really great neighbors is what you are. Is that what you want? Hey,
but,
that's what you want.
However.
Full steam ahead. Go for it and live with that.
This has been a very good opportunity for Lisa to heal from losing somebody she loved for 20-some years.
That is part of this aspect that we always forget about. That she is actually...
That man was there for her.
Yes, and that part is very true.
So, I would honor him for that.
Well, and like sometimes we say, when like this big metaphorical thing, when you have this journey of life, there's going to be people that come into your path. They're not meant to be with you the entire time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that guy next door wasn't really there for me. He was just a diversion. We were always fighting. We're always fighting, arguing, or getting along. I mean, Jimbo said it last time I called in. Deb said, I see a little bit of something happening. I don't know what word you used. I don't know if she said argument. I don't know. I said, oh, no. And then Jimbo said, well, stay. Let's see what happens later on in the week when you'll be calling in and saying, I hope that motherfucker moves.
Yes.
And
because
I called in on Tuesday and I was on the headed up on the crescendo of, everything's so lovely. Everything's so wonderful. That might have been that night that he was stroking and.
Stroking. Oh, my goodness. Lord Jesus.
Stroking
to the left and stroking to the right. Oh, that's a different. That's actually a dance. They dance to that song on the. That's actually a dance line song too.
Yeah, I think what's going on, he's just emotionally a seventh grader who is very selfish and very moody. One of my girlfriends called it and I said, I think you're right. I think you're right.
I mean, he is what he is. You can't ask a man to change at that age or any age. He's not going to change what you want.
He comes over to me and he puts his crotch on me. He did at the party. When we were at the party, he did that.
What do you do? You just put it on your head like it was a party hat? What the fuck? How do you put a crotch on?
No.
Hey, here's my crotch. I put it on your head. Hey, here's Polly the penis. Hey, yeah.
Instead of a lampshade, right.
So yeah, better than a lampshade, right?
He kept coming back to me at the party. He came over the last part of the party, and he sat there, legs wide open, up close to me. You know, there wasn't any room. I couldn't move, and he was right there, and my hand kept falling onto his lap. He was just laughing and talking to me and giving me all his attention. And I had my grandson. My grandson was on the other part of the party playing with someone else, another kid. But, you know, so he does those kind of things, or he starts licking his lips very slowly and massaging himself, you know. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm looking to bring somebody aboard here at, I think Rachel asked me for.
Was it like the boat come aboard?
Yeah. We're expecting you.
Hey, so you're going to be probably calling us tomorrow, right, because you have no plans? Or are you going to go out?
Yo?
Lisa. Yeah, you.
Oh,
you.
I'm
working for you, Lisa.
You know, I'm work-oriented. I was wondering that myself because I've been very tired, you know, with all this schedule, getting up early.
Well, we understand all these projects and situations and schedules. We understand.
And working outdoors. Well, I am asking myself, you know, I could look at stuff and see what's going on, talk to some girlfriends and spark myself out there.
Well, now, Lisa, I don't know if you're into it, but the weekend, if Halloween's like on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the weekend before, there are some kick-ass Halloween parties and bars. There are some great costumes.
I think you're right.
I used to do it a lot. I used to go to a lot.
Sexy nurse.
Yeah, you can just don't have to get crazy, but there's a lot of fun out there. You can just go with an average costume, something minor you can put together. But there is some kick-ass stuff out there. It's a lot of fun, a lot of party. People don't give a shit. Halloween weekend parties. I used to love them.
I've been to those parties before,
They're great.
Are fun.
You should
they are a lot of fun.
You're not taking me with you. And the people are, there's some really creative people out there that really do some funny shit.
Yeah.
I saw a guy at Bar Norfolk, Deb.
Yeah.
He dressed up as a tampon.
Oh, my God.
It was hilarious. I mean, he was totally wrapped, and then he had a little string that was trailing behind him. It was pretty hilarious. And it wasn't gross because it was just a pure virgin white tampon-looking thing with a string. But I was like, that is creative. That is some creative shit. You see that?
Really?
But just an example. I'm not saying that everybody needs to be a tampon or anything like that. You know.
Today I was asked by a neighbor to make a 12-foot penis, and I made it.
How do you make a 12-foot penis, my dear?
I used the batting. I don't know what else to call it that you put in quilts when you're making quilts.
That foam
and
stuff.
Nylon.
That foam stuff. Did they give you the money and give you all that?
Oh, yeah,
you
paid for it.
Okay.
And then the last foot or so like this, I made it hard at the tip, and then made the circumcised, you know, head.
Oh, okay. So you chose not to have a freaking, what do you call that, aardvark. You didn't go aardvark.
No,
style.
He was circumcised.
He went Jewish style.
And he opened up his jeans, and he attached it inside, and then he had it like this wound around his neck. It's just the shaft.
I got you.
Laying here, and he went into bars in Superior in Wisconsin, and he would go up to girls' tables and he would go boom and lay that on there, and these girls would say, "Oh, get out of here, you wish." But he won the contest.
There's a lot of contests. It's a good time, so you should think about that this weekend.
Well, that's available. Okay. Well, yeah, I might. You know, right now I'm hanging out in Mother Nature at this moment in time, and I'm eating some. What do you call these things? Gervaldi chocolate?
Oh, those are good.
That's some high-quality chocolate.
Yeah.
I love those things when I succumb to sin. And
sin sometimes is okay if it's not hurting others. That's what we have to remember about sin.
Yeah.
Sin isn't bad if it does not bother other people. I mean, some people in the religious world might get all pissed off at that, but I'm just saying the sin doesn't bother anybody else. It is what it is.
Definitely. Do what you want.
It is between you and your maker if that's okay or not. Nobody else should have any input. All right.
I've lost the show.
Deb lost a lot of things today.
I did put
Tara. She lost her marbles.
Tara Louise, I sent a friend request to.
Oh, did you now? Hey, we got to do this, Deb.
I just can't find it.
We have to.
The show.
We have to. Indeed, she can.
Yeah. Take care, everybody. 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific.
This is only for, we're only saying goodbye to our blog talkers first, not your Facebookers.
That's right. So hang